Sicko critics fight back. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. By now, many of you have seen Michael Moore's Sicko, and you noticed that no conservatives got the chance to refute the central theme that the health insurance industry is out to screw us. So I called up Devin Herrick of the National Center for Policy Analysis and asked him to address the issue of the guy in the film who cuts off two fingers can only afford to reattach one, a choice he wouldn't have had to make in France, for example. Herrick says that what Moore doesn't point out is the high health care tax you pay in those countries.
I guess my complaint is that, yeah, if you're the person who exactly wants all the services they're providing, you know, you might like
wants?
Them.
Wait a second. So the guy's got his finger cut off, and you're saying this is something he wanted? Come on.
There are some medical procedures where you're not in a position to shop, but they're not as great as you would imagine. I mean, I spoke to a gentleman who found he was very healthy, was uninsured. At least he thought he was healthy. He found out that he, in fact, had a heart valve problem. Mm-hmm. He looked around. He asked about the price. And like this gentleman with the severed fingers, they said, oh, that's about $100,000.
Mm-hmm.
He said, no, I'm not going to pay that. And then someone says, hey, you know, there are some really top-notch hospitals in India.
This is a great solution for the richest country in the world.
He had better care than he would have got on average at a community hospital.
And that's the solution? Go to India?
It's global competition.
To be continued. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.